My name is Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to build up a picture of contemporary Britain. Can I ask you first of all your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Gabriel Dexter. I am 53 and I come from Highgate, North London.
How are you?
Fine. A bit early in the morning for this, but fine.
Can I ask you first of all how you heard about the project?
I think I probably first read about it in the paper. Yes, I think that was.
What was it that particularly inspired you to take part?
I don't think inspired is the right word, really. I was with a group of people, and we'd had a very long Sunday lunch, and they said, "Oh, let's apply to go on the plinth," so I did. Not thinking I'd get a place.
How did you feel when you heard you had a place?
Oh God, what have I done? Not my sort of thing at all, but it sounded like fun. So.
What did you do when you heard you had the place?
I think screeching is probably the word. Lots of screeching.
So what was the reaction of your friends and family?
Mostly jealousy. They said, "It's not fair, we've all applied and you've got it."
Had any,
I want to.
Were you the only one amongst your friends who
yes.
had a place?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be doing with your hour?
I'm going to be knitting a lace shawl. I should be wearing one and knitting one.
Is there any particular reason for that?
It's what I do a lot of. And it's something that I can do for an hour. And it'll stop me getting nervous.
When did you first become interested in knitting?
Oh, I've always knitted. I think my mother taught me when I was about four. And I've knitted, I think I knitted Teddy's scarves for a long time. And then I started knitting jumpers and things when I was about 12 or 13. And I've knitted on and off ever since.
Do many of your friends knit?
Not really. But there's a huge online community of knitters.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I think I decided I needed a sock pattern because I didn't have one. And so I googled sock pattern, and there was suddenly this world opened up of particularly American and Canadian women and men who blog about knitting, write about knitting, online knitting magazines, guerrilla knitting, all sorts of strange and wonderful things, and very normal sock patterns. So you
can you tell me a bit more about guerrilla knitting?
It's where people knit. People do knitting around street structures. So you'll get a sock round a tree or a set of traffic lights. And people bombard particular areas with knitting.
Have you read?
I'm not quite sure what for.
Do you think it's something you might be drawn to do?
I don't know. I don't stay up late enough. I think it's done at night.
Why do you think it seems to particularly be the Americans and Canadians that are into the online knitting community?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe in England it's considered a sort of bit of an old lady thing, though I think less so now. And people are mixing all sorts of crafts with politics.
Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, it's. I think a lot of it's to do with what's perceived as women's work, and it's sort of averting that sort of thing. I'm not quite sure. It's a bit secretive, the guerrilla knitting. It just appears. People don't acknowledge that they've done it. It's a sort of secret society. It's quite interesting. And then there are just lots of people knitting socks, and particularly softly. and sweaters and scarves and all kinds.
Have you ever knitted anything unusual?
We're getting onto willy warmers. You started it. No, I do very normal knitting. I knit things for people. I knit scarves for people's birthdays and socks for people's babies. That kind of thing.
Who are you doing this for, would you say?
I think I might be doing it to show my children that I'm prepared to do it. You know, teenage children think their mothers are terribly boring, really. Now they just think I'm embarrassing. My 16-year-old says he's not coming because he might have to heckle. And it's just too embarrassing. So I think, yes, excellent.
What do you think their reaction will be after your own plan?
I don't know. My daughter's in Australia, so she's going to watch me online. If she can take a few minutes off work.
What's she doing?
She's just been made a supervisor in Woolworths. Excellent. No, she's being a part-time student and working in a supermarket.
And are you working at the moment?
I do. I work in a curtain shop in Archway. And we do curtains and blinds and that sort of thing for the lovely ladies of Highgate.
What's important in your life at the moment, would you say?
Family and children, and I'm doing OU courses, which is fun, if a bit like hard work. And it's just sort of getting along from day to day, really.
What sort of courses are you studying?
I'm doing courses in maths, because my brain is beginning to seize up, so I thought it was best to do something to try and keep it moving.
So why did you choose maths rather than another subject, do you think?
I watched my son just done his GCSEs and I thought, oh yes, I remember that was quite interesting, and did a sort of fairly low level course, and I'm going to do another one.
What's it been like going back to study?
Very hard. Sort of the discipline of doing it. When I use more discipline than I ever did when I was at school. And it's actually quite a hard brain. So, not easy. But interesting.
How long's your course?
I've been doing nine months. It was a 9-month course.
Is there a qualification at the end?
Oh, it all adds up. You know, you do the different modules and...
Do you have any hopes or fears about going on the plane?
I don't like heights. I don't like being looked at particularly. So it's kind of a bit of a combination of, oh my God. But I think as long as I can do it without falling off, I'll be fine. And it is a lovely day.
Do you have any expectations of what it might be like, what the experience might be like?
No idea. No idea. It's not something that I do often. We shall see.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
No. No, I've avoided it. I don't do it. My husband and my children perform, but I don't.
You said earlier on this is generally something you wouldn't do, that you wouldn't consider doing. So how would you describe yourself? I mean, how would you paint a picture?
I would say I'm kind of secretive. That sounds a bit strange. But I don't normally stand up and talk about myself. This counts as making an exhibition of yourself, I think. But I just think it might be fun. No, I'm quite private. So this is not in my nature, which is probably a good thing.
So why do you think it appeals to you if it's so?
Well, it's unusual. It's not, you know, it's not as if I'd decided to join the local dramatic society and go on stage, because there aren't really any expectations for it. People are doing all kinds of things.
What do you think you might be thinking about while you're knitting?
I'll tell you when I get down. I've no idea. No idea. I'll see.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, thanks very much.